Colossians 1:10. Growing in the knowledge of God. This is the next phrase in this prayer that I'm looking at. For this reason, from verse 9, since the day we heard about you, the apostle speaking to the Colossian believers, we have not stopped praying for you and asking God to fill you with the knowledge of his will through all spiritual wisdom and understanding. And we pray this in order that you may live a life worthy of the Lord and may please him in every way, bearing fruit in every good work, growing in the knowledge of God. That's not the end, but we pause there. When I read that prayer through, the word knowledge and associated words like wisdom and understanding, these words come over very strongly. Believers are not walking and living in ignorance, in some kind of vague superstition. No. Knowledge, wisdom, understanding. The knowledge of God, growing in the knowledge of God. Now, the word know is a pretty short word, but it carries huge meanings. Short in four letters, K-N-O-W, but full of massive meaning. Growing in knowledge. What does Paul mean? Does he want me to be as a believer, and you as a believer, I speak to you, brother and sister, does he want us to be more knowledgeable of theology, the doctrines, the systems of Scripture, the truths of Scripture? Well, of course, yes, he doesn't want us to be ignorant of that. But is that what he's praying for? Far more than that. It's knowing God is the knowledge of God. He doesn't mean, I want you to be more fully conversant with the attributes of God. Of course he wants that. He doesn't pray that we should be getting better marks in our theological exam at the end of the term. Now, sure, he wouldn't be against that. But what he wants is not knowing about, but the knowledge of God. Not some vague sentiment, but a felt experience of God. As you are well aware, the word know in Scripture can speak of a tremendously close and intimate relationship, a man and wife. And this is the kind of sense we should carry here, to know God, to enjoy God, to have a better spiritual understanding and appreciation, a better communion with God, fellowship with God, walking with God, walking with the Lord. We're not talking about religion or churchianity or tradition, but knowing, experiencing, feeling God himself. Something his heart said, Joseph Hart, something must be known and felt. Christ prayed for this. He said in John 17, verse 3, this is eternal life, that they might know you, the true God, and Jesus Christ, whom you have sent. Not know about. Not be able to pass a theological exam or religious paper, but to have the felt experience of walking with God and with Christ. In Philippians 3:10, Paul prayed and declared, I want to know him. He's talking about the Lord Jesus. I want to know him and the power of his resurrection. I don't want to just be able to give three P's on the power or whatever it is. I really want to feel it coursing through my veins. I really want to know in my mind and in my heart and in my life and in my experience. I want to feel Christ. Not know about him, but actually know him. How am I going to face pagans? How am I going to live in this dark world? Well, like the Colossians did. How did they face the Gnostics? How do they overcome the law teachers? How do they overcome the world of the flesh and the devil? Religion? No. No. Tradition? No. Churchianity? No. By knowing God. Feeling God. Enjoying God. The reality of God. Thou art the true God. The only true God. And to feel and know Him. And to walk with Him. Unbeliever, don't you see? You have a completely wrong idea. A very poor view. A minuscule view. Greatly undervalued view. I don't know what the word is to use. You greatly underestimate what it is to be a Christian. What it is to be a believer. Believers aren't just ticking some boxes about facts of theology. They actually know the living God. They experience Him. They are intimate with Him. And God is intimate with them. We walk with God, and He walks with us. He talks with us. He opens our minds, our hearts, and He communes with us. And He communicates to us. Not only communes with, He communicates with us. He gives us Himself. It's all by His Spirit. Oh, it's not just ticking boxes and going to church. It's knowing God. Oh, that you might know God. For if you don't know Him, you're in eternal death. For this is eternal life. That you might know God, the true God, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom He sent. Paul praying, I want to know Christ. That's my determination. And he's praying for these Colossians. And he's praying for me. Brothers and sisters, shall we pray for each other? Shall we pray for ourselves? That we might grow in the knowledge of God. We might not be content to stay where we are. We might plunge ourselves more and more deeply into walking with, communing with, feeling, and enjoying the sense of the presence and the power and the blessing of God Himself in our hearts. May it be so, for Christ's sake, for the glory of God. Amen.